Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. We're talking about freedom, our freedom in Christ. That's what this gospel message introduces to each and every one of us. So through Christ's death, he separated us, freed us from the law of sin and death. And then through this resurrected life, we have been set free to enjoy the newness of life, which is a life by faith in the resurrected Christ. That's what's new about this life that we live. As Paul said in Galatians 2, we have died in Christ. We have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, but Christ lives in us.
Yes.
And the life that we live in this body, we live by faith in the Son of God who loves us and has called us to himself. So what is this new life? It's a life of faith, a life of faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been set free to enjoy. So yesterday we read Galatians 5:13, which says, don't use your freedom to indulge the flesh.
Yes.
Well, Peter says something similar in his first letter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as servants of God. So we've been set free. We could use our freedom as a cover up for evil, but that's not real freedom. That's a step back into bondage.
Yes.
Sin will take hold. Sin will soon master. Sin will soon control again like it did before if we choose to do that. We're free, but that's not real freedom. Freedom is stepping forward in this newness of life, learning to live by faith in Jesus, learning to be servants of God, living as servants of God. That's when we're the most free. That's when we truly experience humanity as God created it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news of this gospel. You've been set free to enjoy a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's our encouragement for you today. If you're struggling with freedom, if you feel like you're stuck in the mud as far as the Christian life is concerned, if you feel like you're just in this intense struggle and you're losing at every turn, we would love to talk to you and introduce you to the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus. We have plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start with our good friend Dorothy in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Bob. Something I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
Today's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Dorothy.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. And I got some cards. And in one of the cards is a $20 bill. And so I can order your book now. And I have $5 to give to the program.
Well, Dorothy,
I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's exciting that you want to share that and invest in the lives of people. And can't wait to get that book into your hands.
Yeah. And then another thing, a lot of times I don't get out of the apartment for like a week or so. Well, today I had the opportunity to go to the senior center where I used to work and spend some time with those people and renew some friendships. And a lot of people I didn't know because they have come since I was there, but some people I did know. And so I had a very blessed birthday.
Well, that is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, why don't we just do that? Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you the book as a birthday gift.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I'll send you the $20 as a donation.
Well, thank you. You hang on, Dorothy, and thanks for letting us share in your birthday today.
Thank you.
All right. You hang on. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We're talking about freedom in Christ today. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742. Speaking of the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, the book is divided into three parts. The first part is about life. And that's what this gospel message is all about. Jesus Christ came that we might have life. And a lot of times we struggle with really experiencing that life, living that life to the full, because we're stuck in the mud with forgiveness. We don't know that our sins have been totally forgiven. So that's the second part of the book, is really coming to that point and resting in the finished work of Christ, resting in the fact that in this new covenant, Christ is choosing to remember our sins no more. And he does so because of his once for all shed blood on the cross. Well, when we really settle that issue, and then we're really ready to embrace this new life that we have in Christ, and that's where freedom starts to take root inside of us, this freedom that we have in Christ. And that's the last part of the book, is all about freedom in Jesus. And so we're thrilled to be able to put this book into Dorothy's hands, and we would love to put it in anybody's hands. Yes. And it's certainly available. It's Simple Gospel, simplygrace.com. If you would like to have a copy of this book, we would like to put it into your hands. Go to Simple Gospel, simplygrace.com, and all the information is right there on how to order that book. For the longest time, for about the last month, we've been the only place in town for that book. And we've sent out a little over 1,200 copies. And we're excited about that. People are buying it in bulk. We've had several people buy cases of them to distribute. That's exciting. Quite a number have been buying quantities of 10 to pass out to their friends and neighbors and loved ones and family members. And that's exciting to see. But now the book is actually hitting bookstores.
Yes.
So you can actually walk into a bookstore and find it on a shelf. You can go to Amazon. Amazon.com, and it's available for purchase there. Many people have been waiting for the Kindle version, and so now the Kindle version is available. And all of that you can find out about at Simple Gospel, simplygrace.com. So go check it out. I think you'll enjoy the book. Some great reviews right now on Amazon. Some folks have read it. They're posting what they think about the book, and excited to read those things. You never know how people are going to respond, but you put it out there. You feel passionate, and that's what I felt. I wanted to get this message out in book form, share some of the stories that shaped my life, that made me think about truth, made me search for answers, that sort of thing, and what I discovered with the answers that I found. So I wanted to put that out there. So it's out there, excited to read that people are liking the book, hearing some good response through email. But if you want a book that will help you get grounded in your relationship with Christ, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, I think is a book for you.
Absolutely. We had a person call and apparently lost the connection. I don't know where they had to hang up, but it was someone who was struggling with depression. If you're available and want to talk, please call us back. There's no sense of struggling alone with that sort of thing. We'd love to help you if you think you're willing to call us. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, and depression is one of those things, Richard, that many Christians experience.
Oh, yeah.
And they may have heard somewhere along the line that if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be depressed. And that messes them up even more. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times life is just too hard, too difficult, and we can't figure out how to make it work. We can't figure out how to find a little sense of peace. And it just overwhelms us to the sense that we check out and we experience depression. And it's like a black hole for many folks, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Blackness just seems to cover over their whole being, and it's a very, very difficult place for somebody to be. But the gospel message can penetrate that darkness, yes, and bring light and hope into a person's life. That's what this gospel offers, is a person some real hope. Now, the gospel doesn't take away the depression overnight. It's not a magic wand. But if there's hope, then that in itself can encourage people to take steps that are necessary,
yes,
to see that depression start to dissipate and to be replaced by peace and a sense of freedom that only Christ can bring to a human heart. A lot of times depression starts in our thinking, how we react to tragic events that come, mm-hmm, our way. There are many people that have had incredibly tragic events that they have suffered, and they didn't know how to respond to it, didn't know how to react to it. And so they developed a coping mechanism to keep the pain from just overwhelming,
yes,
them. But along with that came depression. Well, if we can figure out that, you know, that truth can set a person free, what is truth? That they're not defined by that event, but they're defined by what God says about them. And as a person gets connected to that, they're going to see themselves being set free from that depression. So if you're in that boat, call right now, 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you.
Here's a question that's not exactly related to that, but I think you'll see why I want to use it. It's from a person listening on the internet. Named Christopher. What are the spiritual blessings talked about in Ephesians 1:3? And by the way, many thanks again for your incredible life-changing ministry. God bless, Christopher.
Well, that's a great passage, Ephesians 1:3. It says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. So God has given it all to us.
Yes.
We have our inheritance. Well, what are some of those spiritual blessings? Well, he really outlines those for us in the entire book of Ephesians.
Yes.
So we could just go down verse by verse by verse, and we could see what those blessings are. For example, in Ephesians 1:7, he says this, that in him, in Christ,
right,
Jesus, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Well, those are pretty good spiritual blessings.
Yes.
So I've been redeemed from that old empty way of life, set free to experience a brand new life. That's what redemption is all about. And a part of that redemption is forgiveness of sins. So in Christ Jesus, I have forgiveness of sins. It's not that I'm going to get more forgiveness along the way. God has given me forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
Why? Because he looked at every single sin that I was ever going to commit from the time of my birth to the time of my death. He took every one of those and placed them upon Jesus, and Jesus died in my place. He took my punishment for me. So that enabled God to declare me a forgiven person. And where is that forgiveness found? In Christ. So in him, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Forgiveness and redemption are just two of those very things. We have the deposit of God's Spirit. That's a spiritual blessing. God's Spirit has been deposited in us. Christ in us, our hope of glory. That's a spiritual blessing. We've been declared righteous in the sight of God. That's a spiritual blessing, and that's proof that our sins have been,
yes,
totally forgiven. Otherwise, God could have never declared us righteous. He's reconciled us. He's placed us into the body of Christ. He's given us an eternal inheritance, a living hope that we've been born again into through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those are just a few of the spiritual blessings,
yeah,
that we have in Christ. And boy, that's good news, isn't it?
It sure is. I think one of the main purposes of the Spirit transforming us, transforming our thinking, is this positive notion. More often we think about, oh, well, I do this wrong, and I do this wrong, and I think badly here, and the Spirit needs to change that. The Spirit doesn't change that by working on the bad stuff. Spirit just simply replaces the bad stuff with these things that we're talking about, forgiveness and acceptance and love and the mind of Christ. And when you start looking at it from that positive standpoint, you can see why so many of the problems we face, we're not called to work our way back out of the pit and climb out. We're called to break out. The Spirit just shatters all that stuff and sets us on Jesus' lap free and says, now let's think differently. And so what the Spirit is doing is completely positive, and we tend to think of it as negative because we're so judgmental, self-judgmental.
Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Piper today. We have plenty of open lines for you right now. We would love to hear from you on today's edition of Basic Gospel. The number to call is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742.
We've got another question here from Hector, who listens in New Jersey on WMCA. It's a question about fellowship. I'm 25 years old and have given my life to Christ, but I struggle with the idea of joining a local church. I don't want to be misled by anyone. I spread the good news of our Lord, and I have been blessed in the process. I believe fellowship with other members of my community who also believe would help me grow more in this life. I want to ask if it's okay to just continue in the way I tend to do these, and start a small group study, for example, or do I need to go to church?
Well, church, that's a crazy word as far as we're concerned, and it brings up all kinds of connotations. And, you know, I think for most people, when they hear the word church, they're thinking of a building at a certain address in a local area. That's what church is. But that's not what church is according to the Word of God. Church is an organism made up of Jesus Christ as the head, and you and I as the members of his body. So when we come to Christ by faith, we're saved individually, but a part of that process is being added to the body of Christ and becoming members of the body of Christ. So the church, the Catholic Church, and I use that word in the sense of universal, is every single believer on this planet, and every single believer that went before us, and every single believer that will come after us. That's what makes up the church universal. Now, we can't all gather together at one time, so God calls us together together in small local settings. So we have what is known as the local church. But again, it's not a building. It's a gathering of people who are in Christ, who share the life of Christ together. Now, that could be in a highly structured, organized, denominational setting, or it could be in a very unorganized, informal setting like a small group. But the encouragement of the Word of God is to not forsake the assembling together one with another. Why? We can't do this in a vacuum.
No.
God put us in the body for a reason. It's interesting. One of the marks of a Christian is love. Well, you can't love in a vacuum. You know, if you just isolate yourself, if you say, I'm sick and tired of the world, I'm sick and tired of organized church, I'm sick and tired of the people in it, they're hypocritical, I'm just going to go off on an island. Well, you can't live out what God has called you to do, and that's to love.
Yes.
Love one another, love one another deeply, and to be a light in this world. If you're off on an island all by yourself, isolating yourself from everybody else, you can't express love.
Yeah.
There's no one there to love.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to be in a body. And like I said, that could be, you know, a home Bible study group.
Yeah. Together for lunch with somebody.
Absolutely.
Playing tennis.
Absolutely.
With somebody.
But be connected with other believers. Be in community with other believers. We need one another. We all have spiritual gifts, and it's when we're together that we see the fullness of what Christ is really all about. So connect with people. Encourage them. Be encouraged by them. Love them. Be loved by them. That's what this body of Christ is all about. So definitely get involved with a small group Bible study. If that's your preference, go for it.
Yes. Yeah, I remember back in the day, I was one of those people who loved to talk about the illogic of the church and the whole issue of you know, they're such hypocrites. And what I discovered is that it was only reflecting me. I was the one with the belief problem. And when I quit judging those people and started focusing on Jesus, I discovered I could be in relationship with those people. It's important.
Yes, indeed.
One more question here from Anthony, listening in Biloxi, Mississippi. If conduct reflects faith and faith reflects repentance, is biblical repentance then viewed from the point of view of conduct or from the point of view of faith?
Well, repentance is an aspect of faith, and it doesn't necessarily tie to conduct. When you see the word repentance and you look at it in context, the vast majority of the time that it's used in the New Testament, it is connected to the salvation experience.
Yes.
Repentance is going from unbelief to belief. That's the change that occurs within us. You get sick and tired of that old way of life. You're getting sick and tired of who you are and the fact that you just keep falling flat on your face.
Yes.
And the things that you want to do, you don't do, and the things you don't want to do, you do anyway. You just get sick and tired of that, and you say, I'm ready to walk away from that and embrace something new. And the gospel message hits, and that gospel message stirs a reaction in you, and you move from unbelief to belief in Jesus. That's what real repentance is all about.
Yes.
Now, for the believer, it always starts at that faith level as well. It always gets down to the core belief issues. I've told people that there's a question that Jesus asked of his disciples, the most compelling question that's ever been asked in the history of ever. And Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "Who do you say that I am?"
Yes.
And Peter stood up and said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." He answered correctly. Well, you know, we answer that and we think of that in terms of apologetics, but we need to be asking that question of ourselves and answering it in every situation. Why? Because there's a lot of times that we think we can handle things on our own. And we live as if we don't believe that Jesus is God. So repentance circles us right back to that most compelling question and forces us to ask, who do I believe that Jesus is right now? Well, he's God. Well, then is he big enough to handle this situation that I'm in? And you say, yes, he is. And then you say, well, I'm willing to trust you. I'm willing to hand this over. I've been holding on tight, trying to produce a result that I desired, but now I'm willing to let that go and put it into your hands. That's what repentance is all about.
Yes.
And we leave the results of that into God's hands. So it's a big issue. And the other thing about repentance, it's not an act that we initiate on our own. Repentance is an act of change that takes place in response to the
yes.
kindness and the goodness and the grace of Jesus Christ himself. As Paul wrote, it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. So let's allow God's grace to initiate, and then we can respond as God sees fit.
Yes.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. We certainly appreciate you being a part of today's edition of the program. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day-to-day life. We'll look forward to another live edition tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, go to basicgospel.net. Check out our website. If you can help support, give a contribution, we would greatly appreciate
yes.
that. All the information on how to donate and be a part of what God is doing through this ministry is right there at basicgospel.net. If you're interested in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, go to our website, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, same time.